here at the 2019 NACUSO Network Conference in San Diego, California. We're in the final day of the conference, guys.
Yeah.
The final day.
Yeah.
With the gentleman from SRM. We got Fabio Santana. Uh-huh. How are you, sir?
Great.
Good, good. Nice. And Jesse McGannon. Did I get that right?
That's right.
All right. It's your, what, would you say your third day?
Third week.
Yes. Well, welcome anyway. So how... I know we're in the last day, but how did the conference go for you guys?
It went very well. Yeah. Some very interesting solutions and ideas for collaboration. Mm-hmm. So I really liked it.
Right on. And Jesse, what did you think?
I thought the big idea contest last night was awesome. I can't remember the kid's name who went last, but he totally crushed it.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. He's a sophomore at Duke University. Yeah. Like, I got to get that
really,
in class.
Really, really impressive.
Bolin Lee is the gentleman's name from Zogo Finance. Uh-huh. So, yeah. He's going to be, all the folks up there are going to do some really great stuff for credit unions this year. So, good stuff. All right, hey, let's talk about the topic at hand that you guys wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. Innovation with evolution, how intelligent automation and chatbots can help. I'm a big fan of chatbots.
Sure.
So, I think a lot of people are. So, what's... Give me the 411 here. Give me the overview.
Sure, Mike. So when credit unions look at the artificial intelligence and automation field, mm-hmm. there's so many solutions out there. And it's very hard to just think about which ones to choose from use cases to attack. They're very different solutions. One thing that we like to offer as an idea is if you look at intelligent automation, which is leveraging machine learning, robotic process automation, and other technologies to streamline the operations, and chatbots that further that to help with the simplified user interface or member interface. Mm-hmm. These tend to be very small projects. We're talking about a few weeks rather than many months or even years, mm-hmm. typical of technology. So you can start small, you can grow as you see the benefits, and if new technologies pop, which they will, it's a very fast moving field, you can adjust routes. If there's something better 2 years from now than what you're using today, it's small investments, right? And you can correct routes and adjust.
You can stay nimble like that. We like that stuff. Jesse, you got anything to add in this?
No, I think a lot of the hesitancy that we've heard from the credit unions is everyone's had a bad experience with the big integration, and then they're stuck with that integration forever. Mm-hmm. They have to go through the growing pains
of it. Are you talking like a core conversion type thing or something? Yep,
exactly.
Something along those lines.
Yep. Yeah. And so like
any big conversion.
Right. Nobody wants to do a big conversion. Right. And I think that's where the technology has really evolved in the last few years, is to make this so that you can do it piecemeal. You can do it bit by bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think to that point, it's not about making a big decision, it's about making small decisions and making small investments to patch in here.
Yeah, because I think if you look at it as like this gigantic project, you're never going to start.
Right.
But if you look at it in small, like you said, small steps, and then like, okay, then it's digestible.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you can handle this. Okay, let's do step one, and then we'll take the next one and the next one. So
Agile mentality, continuous evolution, not a big revolution taking forever, and by the time you get there, the market went that way.
Wrong way. Absolutely. Took a wrong turn in Albuquerque, for sure. Hey, so I'm glad you brought the hesitancy up, because there's a lot of credit unions out there that are still on the fence about this type of stuff. Because especially when it comes to AI, it's like when you think AI, you think science fiction immediately. That's where your brain goes.
Yeah.
But it's reality today.
Yeah.
So, but how do you guys get credit unions to like take that leap of faith?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's take this move forward. Because if you don't, you're going to be, I keep saying it, you're going to be a Blockbuster or a Tower of Records. You're going to be left in the dust.
Uh-huh.
So how do you get them to kind of move, take that first step?
Yeah, so the idea is to start with proven use cases that others have already automated and obtained benefits. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of them in the market. So you look at those use cases, you look at the right solutions that implemented those use cases, and experts can help you figure that out, like us. We can help them figure out what are the right use cases, the right solutions, and that can help you get started small and achieve benefits that are very proven and scale.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. Jesse, anything to add there as well?
It's good, yeah. You know, I think some of the hesitancy is a lot of the credit unions tell us, we're not that focused on saving money, we're focused on improving the member experience.
Right.
And so they view some of these technologies like a chatbot or like an automated, the technology that they were talking about yesterday and the big idea where you're talking to a robot, they view that as a reduction in quality to their members. They say that their members, the reason they bank with a credit union is the relationship. They want to talk to a person.
And
I think the way that I view it is a little bit differently. I view that as you're actually improving the member experience because you're bringing down your average handle times and your calls. You're making it easier for them to get served. You're not waiting on hold because you have a backlog of members to talk to.
Because
you're taking care of the low-hanging fruit. You're opening up your staff's time to focus on the things that need that member interaction.
Right.
Yeah, just that call center function is a great area to explore for these solutions. If you look at call centers, a big problem that credit unions have is there's turnover. You need to train new people. It takes a while for them to become effective. In the meantime, the member is suffering, right, from poor services.
Right.
If you use chatbots, one, you can deflect some of that that call to even happening. You can have the machine take care of the member in many cases.
Right, the super easy ones.
The super easy ones.
The low-hanging fruit, yeah.
Yeah. And then you can also use chatbots for training. You can have chatbots helping employees with figuring out the answers to their questions on internal procedures or execute some tasks and so on. And you can minimize the ramp-up time on the training. You can also use robotics to streamline the call itself, the agent there with the member on the other line. You can streamline the user interface across all those applications and get the call time to go from 5 minutes to 30 seconds.
Thank you.
So it helps quite a bit the members.
Yeah, no doubt. So are there credit unions out there using this stuff today, or is it still so brand new that we're still just kind of getting our toe in the deep end here?
Yeah, so we're seeing credit unions using robotics already, and we're seeing a few using chatbots, both for internal use and for member self-service.
Indeed. Yeah. So where do we go from here with it? Kind of a future question, the rest of the 2019 and beyond. Where do we go from here with it? Because it sounds like we're still in the infancy of this. Sounds like a long way to go.
I think the next big step is really what we're trying to help our clients with is understand what those killer use cases are. What are the no-brainer things to do so that they can jump in and start playing with this? And the more, once you familiarize yourself with it, it's not that complicated of a technology. It's easy to implement. Yeah. You know, as Fabio mentioned earlier, these implementations can happen in 4 to 5 weeks. And so I think it's really figuring out, this is the no-brainer areas. This is how you get your feet wet. And then once you explore that, that's when you can really start looking at, okay, what are our other processes? What processes do we have a lot of people spending a lot of time doing, you know, kind of mundane clerical processes?
Right.
And we're seeing that the solutions themselves are evolving also. Each time they're using more and more artificial intelligence to improve the level of automation that they offer. And in the case of chatbots, improve the level of interaction with members and employees. And for robotics, improve the level of automation of unstructured information.
Yeah. It gets smarter.
Yeah, so the benefits will keep increasing, but you cannot be just waiting because a lot of other people are already doing it. And if you wait, you will not be offering as good a service to your members as the others, and you may lose them.
Yeah, if you wait, it's too late.
Yeah.
Pardon the rhyme. All right, guys, where can we find out more information on this? Obviously, go to SRM's website, or where else can we go to find this type of stuff? Or just SRM's website?
SRM website, and there's plenty on the web also about all this solutions.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys, anything else? Any final words of wisdom to wrap up here?
Well, thanks for the opportunity. It's been a great event overall here. We're happy to be helping clients and also finding partners at the conference to offer more solutions to our clients.
Indeed. Fabio, thank you so much,
thank you.
Jesse, nice to meet you.
Pleasure
Welcome
meeting
aboard.
You. Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, guys. All right?
Thank you.
A gentleman from SRM. Go check him out.